Like beef jerky? How about turkey jerky? Well, then you'll want to subscribe to Johnny B's Jerky of the Month Club. That's right, the louder half of the Jerky Boys has his own jerky subscription service. Get mid to high quality jerky shipped directly to your house every month. You'll eat so much jerky that you'll wrap your own head in with a bleeping ratchet. Use promo code FRIENDTOMJERKYPOD for a free pile of deer jerky. Johnny B's Jerky of the Month Club. It's jerky, jerky. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling, in which we go through the episodes of Friends one at a time and talk about what makes them great and what makes them tick. And we've got another one here for you today, so thanks, and let's go meet the friends. Hey, thanks for joining us here on Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, and we are here, and Jason, engineer Jason, is here.
It is good to be here.
It's good to, yeah.
Sitting in the control seat. Hey, sure. I do want to mention really quickly, you did not thank Josh Cantor for the music in the last episode.
Okay. So I did not. So you heard that from...
From Billy's.
From Billy's. You still managed to track.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I signed a loyalty oath.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm not going to pay attention to details like that?
Yeah, loyalty. Yeah.
I'm here.
I guess we have a sliding, scale on what loyalty, but you're here.
I am here. I'm excited for this episode.
This one is called The One with the Candy Hearts, season one, episode 14. And it was written by Bill Lawrence, who would go on to create Scrubs, a show of a favorite show of a lot of people.
One of mine.
One of yours.
Yeah.
Not One of Mine, directed by James Burrows. And this aired on February 9th, 1995. Now, this episode is a Valentine's Day episode. And this one, Ross goes on a date with a woman from his apartment building, and he's on the date, and his ex-wife Carol with her significant other, she's come out as a lesbian, and she's at the restaurant with Susan at the same restaurant, and it's Hibachi, so they're sitting across from each other. Then Susan gets paged and has to leave. Joey, conversely, has a date and can't go unless he finds a date for his date's friend. So he gets Chandler to go along with it, and that turns out to be Janice, who he had just broken up with. And then they end up together. They end up, Joey splits with the woman he's seeing, Lorraine, because it's getting hot and heavy, and he gives Chandler his credit card. He's like, here, just pay for dinner on this. Chandler and Janice, who are not getting along initially, get on the same page when they decide to run up Joey's credit card with different things. Yeah, a lot of alcohol. Then you jump ahead, and it's the two of them waking up in bed next to each other. And Chandler can't believe it. And he ends up breaking up with her yet again. Third time we've seen him break up with her. Meanwhile, Phoebe, Monica, and Rachel, having had a bad string of boyfriends, decide to have a cleansing ritual to rid themselves of bad vibes with men, which turns into a small fire in the apartment, and then some hunky firemen come to the rescue. And yeah, this is a good one. But let me do the ad real quick. Our sponsor today, everybody loves a good piece of jerky. Some of us eat it every day. Me, I like eating jerky every time I can get my hands on it. And I just want to say, I'm reading this again. I read this. I don't write this. I don't eat meat. But this is the copy. So take that as it will. I just don't want anybody to think I suddenly started eating meat. Not that if you eat meat, that's your business. It's not mine, but it would be a weird thing for me to suddenly start talking about meat as if I was a regular meat eater.
I've been eating out of the giant sack they sent us as a sample. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. Everybody loves a good piece of jerky. Some of us eat it every day. Me, I like eating jerky every time I can get my hands on it, but I just don't know how to tell which jerky is the best. Beef, turkey, deer, salmon, which way is up? So who better to guide us through the world of shopping for jerky than Johnny Brennan, the louder half of the Jerky Boys? Johnny's latest venture is Johnny B's Jerky of the Month Club. He brings the same level of artistry and care to the world of dried meats that he brought to calling unsuspecting blue-collar workers back in the 80s and 90s and cursing at them. Every month, you will receive a special shipment of jerky, especially selected by Johnny B himself. This month is alpaca jerky. So go to JohnnyBJerkyOfTheMonth.net and sign up and use promo code FriendsTomJerkyPod for a free pile of deer jerky. Johnny B's Jerky of the Month Club. It's jerky, jerky. So you like the jerky?
It's really good. I've tried the alpaca.
Uh-huh.
I've tried the prairie dog.
Okay.
They're both delicious.
Okay. Well,
so
great. So if that sounds like it's up your alley, go order some jerky, and then you guys can all... There's a thing I could say there, but I'm not going to say. I'm not going to let that...
What were you...
Let's see if you could... Jerky. Never mind. It's
okay.
Clear. Clear mean.
I don't get it.
Because I didn't say it. That's why you didn't get it. Just calm down. I'm on thin ice. Look, no offense. I know if I seem a little on edge with you, it's because I am on edge with you.
Okay.
You've been very flaky this week, especially on the heels of a loyalty oath.
Well, I'm here now and I'm all in.
Okay. So, yes, Chandler's back with Janice. They get drunk together. And then Chandler tries to break up with her again, yet again. But then Janice doesn't believe it. She says, there's something happening here between us, and you can't deny it. The cleansing thing really is small potatoes in the scheme of things for Phoebe, Rachel, and Monica. This is Ross's episode. He realizes he can't... date well yet, and he's still pining after Carol, even though he knows that doesn't make sense. He knows she's not coming back to him. It's very sad, and it really showcases David Schwimmer as an actor, and it's nice to see him get to he shows his physicality in some episodes, and this one he shows his acting range. Great. Friends first. Sound effects on this?
Friends first.
Well, no. So you didn't make the sound effect
yet. No, but I am going to because, like I said, all in.
All in. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the first Valentine's Day episode. That's the only first I really saw in this one. The fun friends fact.
Time for another fun friends fact.
Phoebe mentions having a friend named Abby who was bald by choice. In season 3, Phoebe sets Ross up with her formerly bald friend, but her name in that episode is now Bonnie, and she is played by... Do you know?
Bonnie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't
I didn't
know.
Watch it.
Okay. Christine Taylor, who you might remember from...
Yeah.
She will. We will see her...
The former Mrs. Ben Stiller.
Yes. So that's down the road. And the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
This is Janice and Chandler after he's trying to break up with her. She says, "You love me, Chandler Bing." And Chandler says, "Oh, no, I don't." Janice says, "Well, then ask yourself this. Why do you think we keep ending up together? New Year's? Who invited who? Valentine's? Who asked who into whose bed? Chandler. I did, but Janice. You seek me out. What's so funny?
I'm liking this.
What?
I'm enjoying the lines.
Oh, okay, good.
It's like maybe I should start watching this.
Yeah, maybe. Janice, you seek me out. Something deep in your soul calls out to me like a foghorn. Janice.
Yeah.
You want me. You need me. You can't live without me. And you know it. You just don't know you know it. See ya. So that's a fun thing to see Janice kind of take the reins of the dynamic there. And to rank the episode, sound effect coming soon. The Raw stuff is great. Ladies don't have a whole lot to do in this one. It's a decent enough episode. 7 friends out of a possible 10 friends. And rank the friends. Here's a shocker. Ross first.
Whoa.
Yeah. Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Joey, once again in the cellar, Chandler, pulling up the rear for that. And that's the episode. I believe that kind of covers everything. I do want everybody to know the show is going strong. I believe in it more than ever now. That review is ancient history to me. The things that were said in it, I don't care. I don't care what AV Club or anyone else, whatever Alex Dunleavy wants to say, say I'm boring, say I'm doing this as for cynical reasons, cash grab. It's not that. I'm doing this for the love of something that I enjoy. It's a fun thing to do. People are enjoying this. If you don't like this, you might have to look in the mirror and wonder what's wrong in your life. You might be the sourpuss or the cynical one. You call me the cynical one. I mean, because again, that review, it really was very hurtful to say things like whatever his motives, the finished product, and I've heard the first 6 episodes, is a limp attempt to hitch the wagon of a host to a trend that he has no aptitude or feeling for. The shows are unfocused, rambling, which is an accomplishment, with each episode clocking in around the 12-minute mark, and pathetically pointless. The only save...
What was that again?
It's, what's that?
No. You stopped before you finished something.
So, everybody, I appreciate you listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Podcast. We will be back with another episode. Thanks to Josh Cantor for the music, and keep being friends with your friends. That's a way to end the show, right? Keep being friends with your friends.